Sweetie, what's the matter? No, no, no. You are not going to bed in that foul mood. You should never go to sleep like that, or else your mind will never rest and you'll have the worst sleep ever. Darling, how long have we been together? Exactly. And you think by now I don't know everything about you? Including when I know you're upset by something. And now I'm going to be upset too because my baby doesn't feel comfortable enough to tell me what's wrong with him. Shh, honey. Nothing is too stupid to me. If my baby is feeling down, Mommy needs to know about it, no matter how stupid you may think it is. It clearly isn't stupid enough to hurt your feelings. Okay, you may want to act all macho man with me right now, but I know how sensitive you can be, and there's nothing wrong with that. Being raw about your feelings with me is so attractive, and that's one of the things I love about you. But if you don't want to tell me, that's fine, because I know you well enough to know what's got you so down. Oh yes, you've been on your computer all day. Elden Ring DLC got released not long ago. I heard you bash your desk a few times. You've been playing in total for around 60 hours, I believe. You must be on the last boss and it's driving you insane. Sweetie, don't be too frustrated with yourself. I heard the boss was even more difficult than Melania. The final boss was never going to be easy, darling, of how difficult I've been hearing this game is. Oh, you look shocked, baby. Why would that be? Is it because your adoring older girlfriend actually knows a thing or two about games? I'm not that ancient, you know. I do like to keep track of my baby's interests, and I guess the age gap does come into it because there is a self-conscious part of me that is worried I slip behind too much and can't keep track of you and all the cool things that you're into. So, I may have just looked up the game you were playing and watched a playlist on YouTube that had all the boss fights in one, and oh baby, I'm so impressed my little prince even got to the end because my reflexes could never keep up with that game. I had a headache just watching it. So don't you ever think I don't understand how you feel, baby. Oh, I do know. You've been shrimped over the desk for hours, over and over again. You've been stuck on the final boss, so close to the end, and it's like you're getting edged to the max. And I know how frustrated you get when I have a little fun with that. But it's good that you realize it's time you stepped off and took a breather, because the more you play when tired, the more you'll keep making silly mistakes, my little prince. I bet when you sign back in tomorrow to try again, you'll do it first try. I believe in you, baby. Now, you're not going to be able to sleep all tensed up like this. And I know just the thing to make you feel good. Can you guess what that might be, babe? No. Not that either. No. Do you give up? Well, I'm going to give you a massage. Your eyes lit up there, and you weren't wanting to tell me what was up in the first place. I told you I could do something to make you feel better. Now, baby, all you have to do is lie on your stomach for me, and I'll get to work. I have the massage lotion right next to my bed, saved just for this very occasion. Are you ready, honey? Okay, it's going to feel a bit cold at first. There we go. Does that feel good, baby? Does my little prince like that? That groaning you're making, I take that as a good sign. Shh, it's okay, babe. You don't need to talk to me. I like it when you groan anyway to tell me that you feel good. Please just relax your shoulders for me. I can still feel how tensed up you are from fighting that boss. Just let go, baby, and try to forget about it. I know the adrenaline must be pumping through your veins still with how many close attempts you had. But remember, the game is always going to be there, so you can just relax and bathe in the thought that you're going to get him tomorrow. For now, let your thoughts travel to more positive thoughts, such as, you have me. Your wonderful mommy is massaging you in bed right now to make sure that you feel good and that you're going to have the best sleep. That counts for something, right? Maybe it won't be as good as the feeling of killing the boss, but think of the reward I'll give you for doing so. So keep that in mind. Now, am I being a little too tense with you? It's perfect. Okay, sweetie, I'm glad I can do this for you. Shh, don't thank me. I do this because I love you, and I want my baby to be treated like a prince. You don't know how long I've waited to be able to give you a proper massage, so I'm glad this opportunity has finally presented itself to me. I didn't think Elden Ring would be the reason for it, but I'm not going to complain. Every time I've wanted to give you a massage, you've always been too busy to even play around with the idea. You work so hard, and when your head touches the pillow, you're out like a lamp. Maybe playing hard games is the only way to finally give you a massage. And I know you're probably wondering how I got so good at this. I've been doing a little bit of research on how to give my baby the best massage because you do so much for me. And I want to at least give you nice things in return. And this massage has already helped you perk up because I don't feel you being as tense as you were. And that makes me feel so warm and that I'm the one who made you feel better. Imagine we both got a massage. Like, imagine we went to a couple's spa together. But on second thought, I don't think I would like it so much since I might get a little jealous seeing someone else with their hands on you and making you feel good. As your loving girlfriend, it should be me and me only who does that for you. Besides, I love pampering my baby anyway in the rare times I get to do so. Just touching you like this, knowing that you're all. I'm such a lucky lady. Just a lucky lady taking care of her baby. Hey, you really don't need to speak, honey. I'm perfectly fine with you drifting off to sleep. Actually, please do sleep. About anything. Anything comes to me.